Netanyahu to Nasrallah, calm down threats of reprisal. By Deborah Danan on August 27, 2019. Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday warned Hezbollah terror chief Hassan Nasrallah to calm down after the latter threatened to exact revenge on Israel over an Israeli strike in Syria Saturday night that saw Hezbollah operatives killed. "I heard what Nasrallah said. I suggest he calm down. He knows well that Israel knows how to defend itself and to pay back its enemies," Netanyahu said during a ceremony in Jerusalem. On Monday, Nasrallah issued a warning from his Beirut hideout that Israel had better get ready for a reprisal. "I tell the Israeli army on the border," he said, "wait for our response, which may take place at any time on the border and beyond the border. Be prepared and wait for us." On Saturday night, the IF targeted a weapons storage facility in Syria, killing Hezbollah fighters. Israel was also blamed for the crash of two drones in a Beirut suburb heavily dominated by the Iran-backed Hezbollah terror group. Hours after Nasrallah vowed to shoot down any Israeli aircraft violating Lebanese airspace, Israel was said to conduct another airstrike on a base deep inside Lebanon. The base were said to belong to the Palestinian faction the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, PFLPGC, a Syria-based terrorist group allied with the Assad regime. Israel said that Saturday's Syria strike was to thwart an imminent attack on Israel by kamikaze-style UAVs led by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and overseen by Quds Force Commander Qasem Soleimani. Nasrallah knows full well that Israel knows how to defend itself well and pay back its enemies in kind. "I want to tell him in Lebanon, which hosts this organization that is trying to destroy us. And I say this to Qasem Soleimani, be careful what you say and be more careful what you do," Netanyahu said. On Monday, Israel deployed more troops to its northern border in anticipation of a possible retaliation by Hezbollah. An Israeli military official warned that Israel's response if provoked would be disproportionate. According to a translation by the Times of Israel of the Lebanese Al-Akhbar Daily, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged Lebanese officials to rein in Hezbollah. The paper cited Pompeo as telling the pro-Hezbollah government that Israel did not intend to change the rules of the game with the attack on Soleimani's men, saying that it was necessary to prevent an expected offensive from the Iranian side and that the Israeli forces confirmed that the headquarters was emptied of humans before bombarding it and that it didn't intend to cause human casualties from Hezbollah's ranks. "The U.S. acknowledges that what happened is a violation of international resolutions, but holds, it is still possible to bring the situation back under control," the report cited Pompeo as saying. Pompeo also called on Beirut to take a public position that prevents Hezbollah from carrying out military action against Israel, the report said. The report also quoted UN envoy to Lebanon Jan Kupesh as telling Lebanese President Michel Aoun and Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri on Monday that Israel made a mistake, but Lebanon should take advantage of the opportunity to go to the Security Council to receive a condemnation of all Israeli violations from the ground, air and sea. He expressed readiness to help Lebanon receive such a resolution. Aoun said the Israeli strikes were tantamount to a declaration of war which allows us to resort to our right to defending our sovereignty, the Reuters news agency reported.